With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court is taking up challenges to state laws that could affect how social media platforms regulate content posted by their users.
The court is hearing arguments over laws adopted by Republican-dominated legislatures and signed by Republican governors in Florida and Texas in 2021. While the details vary, both laws aim to address conservative complaints that the social media companies tilt to the left and censor users based on their viewpoints. The cases are among several the justices have grappled with over the past year involving social media platforms such as X, Facebook, and TikTok. Rich Thomason reporting.
Correspondent Shelley Adler reports on a proposal to merge grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons has been blocked.
Saying the $24.6 billion deal would eliminate competition and lead to higher prices for millions of Americans, the Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit to stop the merger. It was joined in the suit by the attorneys general of eight states and the District of Columbia. Kroger and Albertsons agreed to merge in October of last year. The company said a merger would help them better compete with Walmart, Amazon, Costco, and other big rivals. Both companies immediately said they would challenge the FTC in court. I'm Shelley Adler.
A federal judge says a former FBI informant charged with fabricating a multi-million-dollar bribery scheme involving President Biden's family must remain behind bars while he awaits trial. U.S. District Judge Otis Wright II's order during a hearing in Los Angeles federal court on Monday reverses a different judge's earlier ruling releasing Alexander Smirnoff on electronic GPS monitoring. Prosecutors say they fear Smirnoff could flee the country. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points, the Nasdaq dropped 20. This is SRN News. The State Department goes gender neutral.
According to a memo obtained by National Review, Secretary Anthony Blinken is warning employees not to use words that indicate gender. No more mother, father, manpower, or ladies and gentlemen. Blinken also wants State Department staff to take pains to use the proper pronouns for their colleagues, including, quote, she, her, he, him, they, them, ze, zur, and many others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gratz College outside Philadelphia is launching the first Master of Arts degree program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. Officials with a small private college say the program will help fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations responsible for generating policy to combat prejudice. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says we're seeing a dangerous rise in anti-Semitism across the country. This is SRN News. Australian police divers are searching inland waterways for the bodies of two people fatally shot in Sydney, allegedly by a police officer using his service revolver.
Detectives say that police constable Beau Lamar Condon has made a partial confession, but isn't cooperating in the search for his alleged victims. In an unusually candid press conference, they said the suspect had driven a van to a rural property and spent about half an hour at the site. Divers are now searching dams on the farmland, though police say the bodies of Mr. Davies and Mr. Baird may be elsewhere. Meanwhile, New South Wales Police say there will be a review of its policies on the handling and signing out of firearms.
The BBC's Simon Atkinson. The U.S. government reiterated its support to help restore peace and calm to Haiti and says it will provide money, equipment, and logistical support to a multinational force whose deployment remains uncertain. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.